It's good to be back with you.
我很高兴能够回到你们当中。
Glad to have my daughter Sarah with me.
我的女儿莎拉坐在后面。
It's her first time here.
这是她第一次来到你们当中。
I have four daughters.
我有四个女儿。
It's easy to get them mixed up.
我常常把她们搞混。
Stephanie, Sarah, Emily, and Lauren.
Stephanie, Sarah,
Emily,
Stephanie, 还有罗拉
and Lauren. So, Stephanie is in Germany right now.
我的老大 Stephanie 现在在德国
at the Berlin Opera Academy.
在柏林学院
She got a partial scholarship to go there.
她在柏林艺术学院，她是得到一个奖学金到那里。
So she's been in Germany right now for 4 weeks.
她现在在德国已经待了四个礼拜了。
And then she'll come home in another 2 weeks or so.
大概两个礼拜之后她会回来。
Sarah also just had a trip.
我的女儿莎拉最近也有一项旅行。
She was in the country of Turkey for 2 weeks.
他在土耳其待了两个礼拜
and then Egypt for 4 weeks.
然后又到埃及待了四个礼拜
This was for Christian ministry.
这是为了在基督里边的服事
and to better learn the Arabic language.
同时也学阿拉伯文
What's harder to learn, Arabic or Chinese?
我不知道哪一个比较难学，阿拉伯文跟中文哪一个比较难。
Is that a toss-up?
看起来是势均力敌。
But it's good to have Sarah back, and the Lord really used her over there.
感谢神能够让莎拉回到我们当中，而且神的确使用她。
After 4 weeks in Egypt,
在埃及待了四个礼拜之后
，Sarah concluded that we are rich in the United States.
我的女儿莎拉做了这样一个结论，我们在美国的确是非常的富足。
Even those of us who don't consider ourselves wealthy.
即使你们我们当中有一些认为自己并不富有。
We really are.
事实上，我们的确是很富有的。
Our fight with the big green monster.
我们跟绿色怪物的征战。
Any of you baseball fans?
你们中间有没有棒球迷？
I see like three hands in the back.
我看见后面有三只手，就是有三个人对棒球感兴趣。
Well, are any of you familiar with the big green monster in Major League Baseball?
你们知不知道在那个棒球大联盟赛里面有一个绿色
？Nobody, all right.
没有人晓得。
It's okay.
没关系。
It's the really tall fence at Boston's Fenway Park.
什么是绿色？这个绿色怪物就是在波士顿的芬威棒球场里面有一个非常高的围墙。
It's 37 feet tall.
差不多有37英尺之高。
But that's not the big green monster that I'm talking about.
但是这个围墙，绿色的围墙，不是我今天所要讲的绿色怪物。
I'm talking about the monster of envy.
我所要讲的那个绿色怪物指的就是嫉妒。
In Psalm 73,
诗篇73篇
God deals with this.
神就处理了这个嫉妒的问题。
By the way, good to have you here, Ruby, with me.
Thank you. Thanks to the Lord.
I'm going to break this psalm up at least into two parts, and not teach the entire psalm today.
我要把诗篇73篇分为两个部分，但是我今天只能教导其中的一部分。
It'll either be a two-part sermon or a three-part sermon.
诗篇七十三篇可以讲至少两篇或者是三篇的道。
We'll see how far I get.
我们要看看我们怎么样来进行。
This is a psalm of Asaph.
这是亚萨写的一个诗篇。
Asaph was the first of the song leaders of Israel.
亚萨可以说是以色列里面第一位领诗写诗歌的诗人。
And he's going to take us on a little trip.
在这篇诗篇里面，他让我们好像有一段旅行。
He's actually going to tell us about a trip that he had finished.
事实上，他是要借着这篇诗篇来告诉我们他所走过的一段旅程。
Do I need to stay behind the microphone?
我需要站在一直站在麦克风后面吗
？Or not?
不需要。
Have you ever struggled with the question, or not with the question, have you ever struggled with things not being fair?
你不知道有没有曾经挣扎过这样的问题，就是很多事情显然不公平。
Have you ever said, it's not fair?
你是不是曾经说过，这是很不公平的？我的确有这种挣扎。
And Asaph did too.
我们在这里看到亚萨也有这样的挣扎。
This was a man who was in full-time Christian work.
我们知道这个亚萨其实他就是一个全时间为神工作的。
And he went to a very dark place spiritually.
他在属灵的状况里面到了一个非常黑暗的光景。
He was there for quite a while.
他在那黑暗的低谷里相当长的一段时间。
But he's back.
但是他又回来了，他走出来了。
Sometimes we go to dark places.
有时候我们也会走入黑暗低谷。
But by God's grace, we can come back.
但是靠着神的恩典，我们是可以从中间走出来。
He was away from the Lord.
他曾经远离神。
A long way away from the Lord.
非常的离神非常遥远。
But he's come back.
但是他又回来了。
And now he's going to tell us where he was.
然后他会诉说他过去的经历。
And how he got back.
他是如何回到神的身边。
We've all struggled with not thinking life is fair.
我们都是会跟这样的一个概念挣扎，就是生活其实并不公平。
Asaph starts off the psalm, if you look at verse 1.
我们看看亚萨在这诗篇第一节里面怎么说的。
With this statement.
他是这样说。
Surely God is good to Israel.
神实在恩待以色列。
To those who are pure in heart.
那些清心的人。
This is where he is right now.
这就是亚萨现在的属灵光景。
God is good.
神是良善的。
Even when it doesn't seem that he's good.
虽然有时候看起来神，我们好像看不见神的良善。
God is good.
然而神的确是良善的。
No matter what you're going through today.
无论你今天正在经历什么样的光景。
God is good.
神是良善的。
All the time.
神永远是良善的。
And all the time,
永远永远。
God's
good. 神是良善的。
That's where he is.
那就是亚萨看见了神。
Surely God is good to Israel.
的确神恩待以色列。
Now technically we're not Israel.
就字面上来讲，我们好像不是以色列人。
But we can take this to mean to the followers of the true God.
然而我们可以把以色列人解释为那些追随神的人。
To Christians.
所以也就是以色列人也可以广义的来指示所有的基督徒。
Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
I believe that.
我的确相信是这样。
I believe that God is good.
我相信神是良善的。
But there are times that I don't.
然而有些时候我并不如此相信。
There are times that I doubt God.
有些时候我会怀疑神的良善。
There are times that I think I know better than God.
有的时候我认为我比神知道的还多。
I need this psalm.
我需要这首诗，这篇诗篇。
Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
That's where he is right now.
这是亚撒现在所处的阶段。
But then he tells us about the trip he went on, starting in verse 2.
然而从第二节开始他就告诉我们他所经历的一段旅程
Verse 2 says But as for me, my feet came close to stumbling My steps had Or I had nearly lost my foothold
第二节至于我我的脚几乎失闪我的脚险些滑跌
And then verse 3, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
第三节，我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，就心怀不平。
It's easy for us to envy other people.
我们是很容易就会嫉妒别人。
It's easy for us to envy other people even in our church.
我们甚至很容易嫉妒在教会里的其他的人。
But he was envying unbelievers.
然而在这里亚撒所嫉妒的人是那些不认识神不信神的人。
This was the man who led Israel in worship.
亚撒是带领以色列人敬拜神的。
This was the man who was supposed to be spiritual.
他应该是很属灵的。
This was the man who had it all together.
他是应该什么都有应该属灵上很坚强的。
He was in the ministry.
他是在侍奉神的。
Like a pastor.
就好像一个牧师一样。
But he's an honest pastor. He's an honest.
他是一位非常诚实的牧师。
Who struggled, who had a hard time.
他的确，因为他的确有过挣扎，有困难的时段。
His problem was he envied the wicked.
他的问题是什么？那就是他嫉妒那些恶人。
There's a couple of extremes that we need to avoid.
有一些极端我们需要避免的。
Or you could say ditches to avoid.
Ditches?
Extremes is fine. One extreme is someone who never asks questions about God.
有一个极端就是有的人从来不怀疑神，从来不对神提问题。
I'm on page 6, by the way.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, got it.
My daughters have asked me some big questions, some hard questions. I'm not sure that's in the notes, but
yeah. yeah. Maybe I can explain the ditches. Yeah. 就是说我们要避免有一些极端的事情，就是说不要掉到两个沟里面去哈。一个沟就是从来对神不提不质疑，不提对神没有不敢提出任何问题。
Thank you. One ditch or one extreme is never asking questions. You think it's wrong to ask questions about God.
不要掉到这样一个极端的沟里面，就是认为说，我们不可以对神提问题。
Good people, good Christians don't question God.
好的基督徒从来不质疑神。
So, they just don't ask questions, they just keep them inside.
所以呢，他们这样认为，所以他们就把他们的问题藏在心底。
If you have serious questions about God, don't be afraid to ask them.
如果你对神有一些很认真的问题想提出来，就不要害怕，就要提出来提问。
If you have serious doubts about God,
如果你对神真的有一些很严重的怀疑，
It's okay to ask questions about that.
其实你也是可以向神提出你的怀疑，你的问题。
Seek out a spiritual person and ask your questions.
你也可以找一个在属灵上比较成熟的基督徒来提出你的问题。
You're not going to come up with a question that has not been asked before.
你的问题其实一定以前也有人问过的。
There's nothing new under the sun.
日光之下没有新鲜事。
We read that in the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们在传道书里面读过这句话。
God can take it.
神是能够承受一切问题的。
He's not going to be stumped or fooled or intimidated by your questions.
神不会因为你的问题而作难。
The other extreme is a person who asks questions about the Lord arrogantly.
我要另外一个极端的沟，请你们不要掉进去。就是这些有些人在向神提问题的时候，他们是一个很高傲的、自大的态度提问题。
He sets himself as a judge over God.
他把自己摆在一个地位，好像是一个法官高高在上来审判神，来判断神。
We do not know better than God does.
我们当然没有神知道的多。
We have a very limited perspective.
我们的视野视线是非常狭窄的，有限的。
We're like a horse with blinders.
我们好像就是一匹马，戴上了被蒙上了眼罩。我们所能看见的非常有限。
God sees everything, all at once.
神呢是可以360度，所有一切都在他的眼里，而且是就在那一刹，所有的事情都看到。
He is all-knowing or omniscient.
神是无所不知的。
God never learns anything.
神从来不需要学什么东西事情。
God is not limited by time.
神不受时间的限制。
He knows as much today as he's always known.
他今天所知道的就跟他从存在以来，他一直存在所知道的都一样多。
He knows the end from the beginning.
他从末了，从开始到末了，一切都知道。
And he knows what you need in your life.
神也知道你在生活中所需要的一切。
In order to be closer to him.
神知道你需要什么才能够与他更亲近。
So if you have questions, don't keep quiet about them.
如果你对神有任何疑问，千万别保持沉默。
Feel free to ask one of your elders.
我鼓励你们向你们的长老们提出问题。
But don't ask questions arrogantly.
然而千万不要以高傲的态度来提问题。
Like you've got it all figured out.
我想你大概能够明白我所指的是什么。
Because you don't.
因为你们并不会如此。
And neither do I.
我也不会。
But God knows everything.
然而神的确知道一切的事。
So let's look at this psalm.
让我们回来看这篇诗篇。
He says in verse 3, For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
第三节诗人说，我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，就心怀不平。
They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong, verse 4 says.
他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力气却也壮实。
Everything is good for them.
好像他们一切的事情都非常的顺利。
Verse 5, they are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills.
第五节说，他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾。
Verse 6, therefore pride is their necklace, they clothe themselves with violence.
第六节说，所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的颈上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。
Envy is very blind and very selective.
嫉妒是会让我们盲目的，而且会让 我们有主观的看见选择。
When you envy, you wish that you had what someone else had, or that they didn't have what they do have.
当你嫉妒一个人的时候，就是你希望你也有他们有的东西，或者是说，
You wish they didn't have what they have.
或者是你一方面你可能是嫉妒他们所有的，或者是你希望他们没有他们所有的。
Turning your Bibles to Exodus chapter 20.
请把你们的圣经打开到出埃及记第二十章。
What do we have in Exodus 20?
第二十章出埃及记二十章讲的是什么呢？
You can tell me if you want to look.
第二十章出埃及记二十章的主题是什么？可以告诉牧师，大声一点。
The Ten Commandments.
讲的是十诫。
There's a lot more than Ten Commandments in the Bible.
圣经所讲的不止十诫哈，比十诫还多。
Exodus chapter 20 and verse 17.
出埃及记二十章第十七节。
You shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。
Asaph knew this command.
亚撒显然知道这个十诫的之一。
But he still violated it.
然而他还是犯了这个诫命。
Asaph lived in Jerusalem.
亚撒在耶路撒冷。我有时候纳闷，不知道他亚撒在这里到底嫉妒的是谁。
Perhaps it was people of the city who never came to corporate worship, they never came to the temple.
也许亚撒在嫉妒那些住在耶路撒冷的居民，却从来不去敬拜神的。
And everything was going well.
而这些不敬拜神的人，一切好像都顺利。
But for him, a public minister,
然而他是一个侍奉神的全职人员。
The song leader of Israel,
他是引导全以色列人的以诗歌赞美神的。
He regularly led corporate worship.
他经常领大家一起敬拜神，集体敬拜。
How many people are present today in this room?
不知道我们今天有多少人。猜估计八九十个人在这里吧。
Something like that?
大概是这个数字。
How many do you think Asaph ministered from?
你们知不知道亚撒所领的敬拜有多少人呢？
Thousands.
数以千计。
It was a lot of people.
是有非常多的人在场。
Billy Graham preached in front of thousands.
就好像格里汉牧师向数以千计的人传道一样。
I don't know how they met. Probably they met outside.
也许他们是在外面。
Probably not a building big enough to hold them.
因为也许没有那么大的一个建筑物能够容纳所有的来敬拜神的人。
Probably outside of the tabernacle.
可能是在那个圣殿的外面。
And he's serving and he's ministering week after week.
然而他周复一周的这样子来侍奉神，带领大家敬拜赞美。
And I don't know exactly how it happened, but it could have been something like this.
我当然不知道到底发生了什么事，但可能是这样的。
His donkey gets sick.
可能是他的驴子生病了。
His oxen get sick.
他的牛群也生病了。
And they die.
而且他这些牲畜牲口都可能死亡了。
And he has to buy another donkey.
还需要再买一只驴。
Another team of oxen.
再买一对公牛来耕田。
Maybe his plow broke.
也许他那个犁啊，耕田的犁坏掉了。
And they didn't have John Deere in those days.
在那个时代并没有像John Deere 这些工具来帮助农作。
So he's walking on his way to go buy another donkey.
所以他必须要上路去买他的驴子。
And on the way to the donkey shop,
在卖驴子的店里面。
He sees one of these wealthy,unspiritual men riding on their donkey.
他看见有一个非常富有，但是不认识神、不敬畏神的人在骑在他的驴子上。
And he starts thinking to himself.
他可能就忍不住对自己这样想。
I serve God all the time.
我一直都在侍奉神。
I'm the worship leader of Israel.
我是带领以色列人敬拜神的领导。
God, you could have kept my donkey from getting sick.
神啊，你应该可以让我的驴子不要生病。
This just isn't.
这实在是不太公平。
You ever feel that way?
你是不是曾经也有类似的感觉呢？
Envy is blind.
嫉妒会使我们盲目。
It doesn't see the whole picture.
它使我们没有办法看到事情的全面。
He saw some wicked people who had everything going for them.
亚撒看见这些恶人好像凡事尽都顺利。
You ever wish you were as rich as Bill Gates?
你是不是曾经希望你自己跟Bill Gates 一样富有呢？
Or the CEO of Amazon?
或者是亚马逊的总裁那样富有。
I can't think of his name. What's his name?
亚马逊总裁的名字。
Jeff, who is it, Jeff? Bezos, yes, Jeff Bezos.、Yeah.
Jeff Bezos.
He probably made another several million last week.
他很可能在上礼拜就赚了好几百万。
Can you imagine that kind of wealth?
你能够想象这样的巨大的财富吗？
Let me share with you the words of Jesus.
让我跟你分享耶稣说的话。
What will it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
你若赚得全世界，却失去自己的生命，又有什么益处呢？
A man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses.
一个人的生命并不在于他的家道丰厚。
I do not believe that either Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos is a follower.Of Jesus Christ.
我不认为Bill Gates 或是那个亚马逊的总裁 Bill Bezos 他们是追随耶稣的人。
Do you remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus?
你们记不记得那个故事，就是讲到一个富人还有一个拉撒路。
Was it a parable or a true story?
这是一个比喻呢，还是一个真实的故事呢？
Do you know?
你们知道吗？
I think it was a true story.
我相信这是一个真实的故事。
Why?
为什么呢？
In no other parable is a proper name used.
因为在其他的这个比喻里面，你从来没有提到一个确切的名字。
I believeThat we were told a story and the curtains were opened for what it's going to truly be like.
我相信耶稣告诉我们这个故事，就好像把那个窗帘给打开，让我们能够看见真实的事实。
The rich man and Lazarus tells us a lot about the future.
因为这个富人和财主和拉撒路的故事，告诉我们许多关于未来的事。
Lazarus was really poor.
拉撒路是非常贫穷。
He ate the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table.
他吃靠什么为生呢？吃的就是从那个财主桌子上掉下来渣滓来为生。也许他在翻财主的垃圾桶来找东西吃。狗会舔他身上的疮。你会比拉撒路更可怜、更贫穷、更可怜吗？我并不认为。在那一天来到的时候，你是希望做拉撒路呢，还是想做那个财主呢？
Who would pick Lazarus?
谁愿意做拉撒路？
Who would pick Lazarus today?
谁愿意今天做拉撒路呢？
Every one of us would.
我们每一个人都愿意。
What makes the difference?
这差别是什么呢？
Why would you choose to be Lazarus today?
为什么今天你们想做拉撒路呢？
Because of this book.
因为圣经。
Because of truth.
因为这上面说的真理。
And that's what made the difference for Asaph as well.
这也就是在亚撒所说的里面有一个区别。
Look back at Psalm 73.
我们回来看诗篇七十三篇。
Verse 12 says, or excuse me, verse 11. They say, "How would God know? Does the Most High know anything?"
第十一节，他们说，神怎能晓得？至高者岂有知识吗？
They know better than God.
他们以为他们知道的比神还多。
Verse 12, this is what the wicked are like, always free of care. They go on amassing wealth.
第十二节讲的就是这些恶人，他们如何积聚他们的财宝。
And in verse 13, this is what Asaph says.
第十三节是亚撒所说的。
Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and washed my hands in innocence.
亚撒说，我实在突然洁净了我的心，突然洗手表明无辜。
I keep leading Israel in worship week after week.
我周复一周的带领以色列人敬拜赞美神。
And where has it gotten me?
但是这对我把我带到什么样一个境地呢？
Nowhere.
我好像并没有怎么样了不起得到什么。
Verse 14, all day long I have been afflicted, and every morning brings new punishments.
第十四节说，因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。
Now in verse 15, he's starting to see the light.
然而从第十五节开始，亚撒好像看见了一些亮光。
He says, if I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children.
他说，我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子。
In other words, I didn't want to share with too many people what was going on inside.
我并不想跟很多人来分享我心里的挣扎。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why did you want to share?
你为什么不喜欢分享呢？
Because he would have pulled other people down with him.
因为可能会让别人也会跟着一起跟你一起下沉。
He didn't want to post it on Facebook.
他可不想在那个脸书上面公布。 或者是 Instagram， 或者是 Twitter。我没有那些 Twitter、Instagram， 我只是用脸书而已。而且很少。有时候我看见很多人真的把非常愚昧的事情都在这些社交媒介体上公布。
Asaph didn't want to publicly proclaim these doubts about God.
亚撒并不愿意公开来曝露他对神的一些怀疑。
He had enough sense to not publicize his doubts.
他有足够的尝试理性，知道他不要公布这些他的怀疑。
If you have doubts, don't put them out there on Facebook.Or something like that.
如果你有任何怀疑疑问，不，请你不要在你的社交媒体上公开。
Seek out a spiritual person in the truth.
先寻找在主里面属灵成熟的长辈。
Ask for their help.
向他们寻求帮助。
So in verse 15, he's starting to come to his senses.
从第十五节开始，亚撒开始恢复了他的思路。
In verse 16, he says, "When I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply."
第十六节说，我思索怎能明白这事，眼看时系为难。
Or it was oppressive to me, like it says on the screen.
就是这的确是很难的事情对亚撒来讲。
Verse 17 is the key verse.
第十七节是一个关键节经节。
Verse 17, it all comes together.
在第十七节里面，好像一下子就豁然贯通了。
Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
The sanctuary, the tabernacle.
就是圣所，神所在的地方。
Where truth was shared.
在圣所里面，真理被分享。
Where the priests shared the law of God.
在这里，祭司们会分享教导神的律法。
Now I think he'd been hearing a lot of truth already.
我相信亚撒已经听过很多的真理。
Even when he was struggling,
即使是他在挣扎有困难的时候
and we can go to church week in and week out and really be struggling.
我们在有面对挣扎的时候，我们还是可以每个礼拜都来教会，然而实在还是心里有挣扎。
But we look good on the outside.
我们可能外表看起来挺好的。
We dress up.
我们穿着得体。
We look good.
我们看起来很不错。
And to everyone else.Things might seem to be okay.
别人看你好像你也一切都很好。
But they're not okay.
事实上你并不好。
Because you're struggling.
因为你有挣扎。
You're going under the water for the third time.
你可能是第三次掉到水底下了。
You're drowning.
你可能都好像一个溺水的人，快要被溺毙了。
You need to come back to the sanctuary of God so that you can understand too.
你的确是需要回到神的圣所，所以来帮助你明白。
Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
What is their final destiny?
这些恶人的结局是什么呢？
Verse
18. 第十八节。
Surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down.
你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。
Verse 19. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors?
第十九节，他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。
This is the same group of people in verse 4.
这里说的他们是谁呢？就是第四节讲的这些人。
They had no struggles.
就是先前说他们没有任何挣扎困难。
Everything's good for them.
一切境都亨通。
They never had anything wrong.
他们从来没有不好的事情发生在他们身上。
And then back to verse 18.
然而到十八节。十八节说神把他们放在滑地。
Verse 19, how suddenly are they destroyed?
第十九节说他们被惊恐灭尽了，很快就被突然就被灭绝了。你想成为财主还是拉萨路？
Eternity is coming. Forever and ever is coming.
永恒是已经来到的。
We're not going to be on this earth for long.
我们在这世上的时间不会很久。
When's the last time you walked through a cemetery?
你上一次经过墓地是什么时候呢？
That's not a place people like to go.
通常我们都不太喜欢去专门去墓地。
My father-in-law goes to the cemetery every week.
然而，我的岳父每个礼拜都去墓园。
He's 90 years old.
他已经90岁了。
He was married for 63 years to my mother-in-law.
我的岳父跟岳母结婚63年了。
October of 16, I believe, she passed.
我相信是在10月16号的时候，我的岳母过世了。
My father-in-law is not a wealthy man.
我的岳父并不是一位富有的人。
But he loves the Lord.
然而他很爱主。
He's a good man.
他是一个好人。
Did a good job raising my wife.
他做了一个很成功的工作，就是养育我的太太。
I'm very blessed.
我因此而很被祝福。
I'd rather be me than Bill Gates.
我宁愿做我自己，而不愿意成为 Bill Gates.
I'd rather be me than Jeff Bezos.
我宁愿当我自己，也不愿意当 Jeff Bezos.
And I'd rather be me than Warren Buffett.
我还是喜欢，我宁愿当我自己，也不愿意当 Warren Buffett.
The Oracle of Omaha.
或者是奥巴马。
Why do I think that way?
为什么我会这样想呢？
Because of verse 17.
因为第十七节说的。
Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood.
我进了神的圣所，我就明白了，我思想他们的结局。
He heard some truth.
他听到了真理。
From the word of God.
从神的话里面得知真理。
That totally changed his perspective.
这样就把他的观点完全的转变了。那些看起来没有任何困难的人们，没有痛苦，没有挣扎。然而神会把他们放在滑地、危险之地、沉沦之中。我是在那个佛罗里达长大的。你们有没有去过坦巴城？
The professional football team in Tampa.
我是很喜欢那里的足球队。
I married a girl from Indiana.
我与从那个我印第安纳来的女孩结婚。
So where do you think we lived after we got married? Florida or Indiana?
所以你猜我们结婚以后住在哪里？是印第安纳还是佛罗里达？
Indiana. The first winter.
我们住在印第安纳，第一个冬天的时候。
I came out the garage door.
我从车库门出来。
The boy from Florida came out the door in Indiana.
从佛罗里达来的一个男孩走出那个印第安纳的冬天的车库门。你们猜我说什么？
Ice.
冰。
Nothing. I'm slaying it. I'm not a foreigner anymore.
我就滑倒了，我知道我现在再也不是在佛罗里达。
Good. I remember the first time driving on ice.
我还记得我第一次在冰上面开车。
In my 1985 Honda Accord.
我是开着我1985年的那个 Honda Accord， 那并没有一个防滑的设施。有那个就是要停车的那个。我踩了刹车要停在。但是我却不能停下来，我就继续往下面的一个公路滑下去，我就拼命的想刹车，但是我的车子是一直在往下滑。我认为我那时候就想，我今天就要去见主耶稣了。那边有一个停止的交通符号，我就尽量的往那边歪过去，然后我的车子撞上那个交通标志。赞美耶稣，因为这样子我就停下，我的车子才能停下来，好险啊。我一走出车库门我就滑了一跤，我必须要故意撞上那个交通标志，我才能让我的车停下来。这就是非常滑的路，非常难受。这就是这里所说的第十八节所说。然而这些恶人并不知道他们要在滑地。他们有些人都拥有自己的小岛，财富。拥有财富并不是坏事。你成为富足并不是错的。最重要的是要看你的心是如何。你心里真正看重的是什么呢？
And his perspective totally changed.When he came to the sanctuary area.
亚萨的观点完全的改变，当他到神的圣所当中。
He did not envy the wicked any longer.
他不再嫉妒那些恶人。
He had come around.
他回头了。
Look at verse 21.
我们来看二十一节。
When my heart was grieved.
二十一到二十二节，因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。
I was like an animal.
我好像一只动物。
I showed a picture of my family this morning to a few of you.
我今天早上在你们当中有些人，我拿我家里的照片给你们看，我家人的照片。
Me, my wife, four daughters, and a dog.
有我们家有我、我太太、四个女儿，还有一只狗。
I also have four cats.
我还有四只猫。
Yay me!
耶，你们羡慕吗？
Those cats and that dog.Have no spiritual awareness.
我的那四只猫跟狗，他们并没有属灵的。
I preach and I preach, but they never respond.
我一直跟他们的传道，但是他们从来不没有反应。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they're animals.
因为他们是动物。
That's what we're like.
他们就是被造成这样。
When we doubt God.
他们就是会死亡。
That's what we like when we envy the arrogant.
如果我们嫉妒那些自大的恶人的话，我们就好像那样。
Verse 21, we're like a brute beast.
21节讲说，我们就好像一个无知的畜类。
No spiritual awareness.
我们完全不能明白属灵的事。
We don't think about truth.
我们也不会想到真理。
We're like animals.
就好像正一个动物。
Instead of being on slippery ice.
不像我们走在那个滑地上面。
We can be on the rock.
我们信靠神的话，就可以事实上是站在坚固磐石上。
The rock of truth.
真理的磐石。
There is truth.
的确是有真理的。
It is exclusive.
真理是排他的。
It is narrow.
真理是窄的。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father except for me.
没有人能到父那里去，除了我，没有人能到父，不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。佛教的观念是错误的。印度教也是错误的。回教也是错误的。
Anything that adds works to grace is false.
任何事情，是把除了恩典以外又加了别的东西，这些都是错误的。
We are not viewed favorably by most in our culture for believing this.
在我们今天的文化环境里面，我们基督徒是并不是很受大家青睐的。
But according to the scripture.
但是依据这个圣经，我们是有真理的。不要嫉妒恶人。他们这些恶人当中，很多人可能是很富有的。但是事实上，他们有比你多多了的问题。你是不是已经得救了呢？你是不是确定你能够去天堂呢？约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我不知道这个我们在场的有多少人是已经得救的。你是不是已经准备好来见主面了呢？你的脚是不是在滑地呢？还是你站在耶稣基督这个坚固磐石上？如果你是得救的，如果你是基督徒，不必嫉妒恶人。即使表面上看起来好像他们凡事尽都亨通顺利，他们是在非常巨大的困难当中，他们有的是永恒的问题。别让你的心嫉妒那些罪人，相反的，你是要以终日敬畏神的态度来生活。 我们要
right through scripture.
我们要好好的读圣经，重视神的话。
Be content with such things as you have.
我们要以我们所有的为满足。
I appreciate Asaph's honesty.
我很感谢亚萨他的诚实。
All of us are like the rest of us. We all are sinners.
我们其实都是罪人。
Asaph was honest about his struggles.
亚萨对于他内心的挣扎是非常的诚实。
We all have struggles.
我们也都有各样的挣扎。
You're like me and I'm like you.
你们跟我很像，我也跟你们很像。
We need to come to the Word of God.
我们都需要来到神的话语面前。
So that we can think straight.
所以来到神的话语面前，我们才能够思想正确。
About the wicked.
我们才能够能够正确的看待那恶人。
About eternity.
我们能够知道怎么样来看待永恒。
About reality.
我们怎样来看待这个现实。
And we only get that by coming to the sanctuary of God, by getting truth.
我们能够正确的看待问题，只有靠着我们来到神的圣所，接触到神的真理。
Beware of the big green monster.
我们一定要小心那个绿色的怪物。
Not at Fenway Park.
不是芬威棒球场的高大围墙。
But in your heart.
是我们心里面的那个怪物。
Let's stand for prayer.
让我们一起来祷告，来站立祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父啊，
I pray that you would help us to overcome envy.
我祷告你能够帮助我们，能够克服我们的嫉妒。
Help us to remember truth.
帮助我们能够记住真理。
Help us to remember Jesus.
帮助我们能够牢记耶稣。
Help us to remember the cross.
帮助我们记住耶稣的十字架。
And help us to not get caught up in this world.
帮助我们不要落到这个世界的掌握中。
Help us to remember this world is not our home.
帮助我们记得这我们的家并不在这个世界上。
Help us to long for heaven.
帮助我们渴望天上的家。
And to remember that truth is always true.
让我们记住，帮助我们记住，真理永远是真理。
Help these dear believers in Christ at the Peoria Chinese Christian Church.
求主帮助，我所亲爱的，毕城华人教会的，基督徒们。
To not envy the wicked.
不要，对恶人心存嫉妒。
But to be thankful that they're believers in Christ.
而是对能够有心存感激，因为他们是追随你的。
I pray these things in Jesus' name.
我为以上这些事情祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
请。